AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic radio. You're listening to The Morning Quest, finding joy in the journey with Josh and Allison.
Well, again, we are so happy to have Juliet Greco back with us. She has been here before, and what a lovely guest she is. And she's going to be talking about a very special topic that is happening today. So welcome back to The Quest, Juliet.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Oh, we love having you here. You're such a ray of sunshine.
Well, thank you so much.
So what is happening today? What is a special day?
So today is Giving Tuesday. Right?
Yes.
So Giving Tuesday, it's the day that follows Thanksgiving, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and it's the day that kicks off the charitable season and brings the Catholic community together to give thanks and give back. So I Give Catholic.
Awesome, awesome.
I Give Catholic. That's wonderful. Now, I realize, too, I think this is like they're sectioned out by territories as well. I mean, they do a really good job. I Give Catholic Atlanta. I mean, just for, or I guess maybe diocese.
Right. Yeah. Yes. There's over 50 dioceses across the country that are participating in I Give Catholic.
Wow.
And so our archdiocese, this is the eighth year that the Archdiocese of Atlanta have participated in Giving Tuesday.
Oh, that's fantastic. It's interesting, too. Yesterday, I was just on there, just kind of scrolling through some of my favorite charities or organizations, some that are partners with the Quest ourselves. And yeah, it's just interesting to see how they've sort of presented their, you know, charitable cause and like what you're going to be supporting and what kind of dollar amount can actually bless them in a particular way. You know, they might have incentives, things like that. And, you know, how they're doing with Giving Tuesday. It's really interesting. Kind of gives you a flavor for the diocese as well. Mm-hmm.
It's great. There are parishes, schools, nonprofits, ministries that are participating all for very important causes and just to help their ministries throughout the year. But we're excited to see Quest being a part of it.
Yay!
Likewise.
No, absolutely. And yeah, that's what are there any other interesting Catholic organizations participating in the I Give Catholic this year?
Absolutely. So again, all the Catholic high schools are participating, St. Pius and BT and Marist, and parishes big and small. It's just great to see, you know, the little organizations maybe down in LaGrange and up north. There's a great organization, the Sarah Club, who is supports
seminarians.
Yeah. Absolutely. And the nuns in the Monastery of the Visitation in Snellville,
They're
participating as well.
Really?
Absolutely. And then you've got our awesome nonprofits like Ignatius House and Purification Heritage Center and Pregnancy Aid Clinic, Catholic Charities, St. Vincent de Paul. It's just wonderful to sit with your family and just look at the organizations that are important to you all and pray about it and give back on this special day.
Well, you know what's so neat too? A lot of the names of the organizations and churches, we at the Quest love reaching out to them and actually helping them talk about what's going on. You know, with PAC, we've done interviews with the PAC folks. We've done interviews with, oh my goodness gracious, Betsy Orr,
who was with Heritage,
you know?
Yeah.
So I love it. I mean, our community here in Atlanta, how we are a huge community and we have so much to offer. So it's just so nice hearing of these other organizations as well out there and the amazing work they do, as well as parishes.
Absolutely. They're also individual. There's additional funds like the St. Joseph Adoption Support Fund that's participating, the Pope St. Francis Hispanic Scholarship Fund, the Julie Antoine, the Special Needs Fund. So different funds that help really important causes in our Catholic community.
Are these like matching funds, things like that?
There are certain organizations that have some matching gifts, which is super exciting. You really want to help and give to those different organizations so that they can achieve these matching gifts. But these are just, they're different endowment funds that are participating again for awareness, and their funds distribute and help in again the special needs, helping families to adopt, you know, different scholarship funds, and that's they are all present as well and part of this special day.
No, that is exciting, and I'm so happy that we're on there too. Because Dave, you know, what are we what are we trying to, what do we need for?
Well, we need another studio that's completely functional, and we've got these sound panels on the walls in this studio. Mm-hmm. We need them in the other studio, and they're not cheap.
No.
So that's what we mainly need.
But the big announcement, Dave's actually agreed to match every dollar for the next $5,000.
Thank you,
for the
Dave.
Next dollar, actually.
So generous of you, Dave. So if you've been looking to get rid of $1, it can be $2.
No, but truly, yeah, we are on a mission to get that second studio set up.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and the sound panels or boards, yeah, mm-hmm. those are super duper important for that. So mm-hmm. yes, please, we would love for you all to support the Quest.
It's very easy. Mm-hmm. Just
how can they do that, Juliet?
They can go to igivecatholic.org and go to the Archdiocese of Atlanta and find the Quest and make your donation anywhere from $10, $100, as much as you want. Again, it's easy, it's secure, and it's fun. And you can see the list of all the organizations and who has raised the most money or who has the most donors at this point in time. It'll be just a very exciting day for our Archdiocese throughout the day.
Yeah, create some momentum. Super cool. And you can see people who have given as well to your charity. So you realize that yeah, you're locked in with a family of people who are united in mission with you.
And you don't have to say your name either. You can say anonymous. So for those that might want to donate.
Yes, yes, yeah, absolutely.
And last week we had Janice Givens in here talking about praying for the souls in purgatory.
Yes.
And she was saying how, you know, you can just pray for that one forgotten soul, the mm-hmm. one soul that you can do the same thing here. You can do it, go down and see, well, who hasn't gotten anything yet?
Yes.
Let's donate there. Yeah.
And it's all to a great cause. I mean, again, furthering the kingdom, and mm-hmm. it's beautiful, the community we have.
Yep, absolutely. And it's, yeah, again, it's what a gift to see so many people advancing the kingdom within one territory mm-hmm. in a multitude of different ways, many gifts, many talents.
And if we talked about this yet, the reason we're talking about this today, Giving Tuesday, we'd mentioned that, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Giving Tuesday, that, you know, because you've got Black Friday, and
yep.
then there's Small Business Saturday, and I think Sunday is something, and then yesterday is Cyber Monday. And so those are all buying for, you know, like buying things. It's like, here, let's something.
Give
I Give Tuesday.
Let's kick off the charitable giving season.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for being with us again, Juliet.
Thank you
and sharing
very
this
much.
Wonderful information. So everybody go to that beautiful website. What is it again? How can they donate?
IGiveCatholic.org. Find the Archdiocese of Atlanta and find your favorite ministry, school, parish, organization, The Quest. Please give generously and enjoy giving back on this very beautiful day.
Thank mm-hmm. you so much, Juliet.
Thank you.
Thank you.